Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 28th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the company formed a new top-level product group focused on generative AI. The group will initially work on building creative and expressive tools and eventually focus on developing AI personas. Zuck said it's exploring experiences across WhatsApp, Messenger, and Instagram. Microsoft released a Windows 11 update to add its new Bing search to the taskbar. This essentially places a Bing icon in the search box, which will start a Bing chat in Edge, provided the user has access to the Bing preview, at least right now. The update also adds a preview of its Phone Link app for iOS, letting iPhone users link devices to send and receive messages, including iMessage, calls, and notifications on a PC. Other new features include screen recordings in the snipping tool, tab support for Notepad, and new Braille display support. You can manually install the update now or wait until the automatic March 14th monthly security update release. The European Commission sent Apple a narrowed preliminary statement of objections as part of its antitrust investigation into the company. This dropped its previous objection, claiming it abused its dominant market position by using its in-app payment tech on music streaming app developers. The EC still takes issue with Apple restricting how developers can inform users of other available music subscription services. The information sources say Elon Musk recently contacted former Alphabet DeepMind AI researcher Igor Babushkin about creating a research lab to develop an alternative to OpenAI's ChatGPT. Babushkin told the information he hasn't officially joined the project. For reference, Elon Musk co-founded OpenAI in 2015, but cut ties with it after stepping down as its chairman in 2018. Meta announced it's funding a service from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children called Take It Down. It has created a tool to help people younger than 18 stop intimate images of themselves from spreading online. The tool will make a hash of an offending image on the user's device, and only the hash will be submitted online. A hash is a mathematical formula that can identify a file without being a copy of that file. That hash can then be used to find copies of the image and take them down. LastPass disclosed more details from its December breach, which saw threat actors accessing partially encrypted password vault data. The attackers used data from a previous August attack to gain access to one of LastPass's encrypted S3 storage buckets. Then, it installed a keylogger on an engineer's personal computer who had access to decryption keys using a remote code execution vulnerability. Since the attackers obtained valid credentials, it made it hard for LastPass to detect the access, which went from August to October 2022. Canada's Treasury Board announced it banned TikTok on government-issued devices as of February 28th, calling the app an unacceptable level of risk to privacy and security. In related news, the White House gave government agencies 30 days to ensure TikTok isn't installed on federal devices or systems. Agencies then have 90 days to deal with any use of TikTok on contracted IT vendors and 120 days to include a TikTok ban on all new contract solicitations. Microsoft expanded its PC Game Pass service to more markets, offering a preview to 40 new countries. This includes countries across Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. Users can get access through the Xbox Insider Hub app with a broader launch in the coming months. The service is now available in 86 countries. At Mobile World Congress, OnePlus announced it plans to launch its first foldable phone in the second half of the year. No details other than it'll be a flagship phone. Since 2021, OnePlus's parent company, Oppo, offers its Find N series of foldables in China. Spotify replaced the heart icon for favoriting songs with a plus symbol. Tap the plus icon once and it'll save a song or podcast to your library. Tap it again and you can add it to a playlist. Google announced it will support an eSIM transfer tool on Android later this year. The tool will allow users to transfer service between devices virtually. This will build on a global standard from the GSM Association. Reddit added the ability to search content in comments within a specific post directly from the search bar. The feature is available now on desktop, iOS, and Android. When Google launched the Pixel Watch back in October, it promised it would add a fall detection feature. The company is now rolling out that feature, available on the device or in the personal safety app on Android. This will prompt a user if it detects a hard fall and can call emergency services with an automated prompt if a user doesn't respond. Amazon began rolling out a new update to the Kindle Scribe. This adds new brush types for writing, including a fountain pen, marker, and pencil. These offer different thickness levels and respond to pressure and writing angles. Amazon also added new organization options for the Scribe, adding support for subfolders within notebooks. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports Apple restarted development on a new iPhone SE model. Kuo claims the device will feature a 6.1-inch OLED display with a design similar to the iPhone 14. It'll also use an Apple-designed 5G modem rather than one from Qualcomm, although it will be limited to sub-6 GHz 5G. The Pokemon Company announced its title Pokemon Sleep in May 2019, and now we know the title comes out this summer on iOS and Android. The game uses your phone to monitor your sleep, categorizing sleep into dozing, snoozing, and slumbering, which will earn you various Pokemon. You can play the game with just an app, or you can also get the new Pokemon Go Plus device. With this, you can trigger going to sleep and waking up, you can use it to control the Pokemon Go app, and it also includes alarms and lullabies sung by Pikachu. And finally, the wired fast-charging arms race continues. Earlier this month, Realme showed off 240-watt charging on its GT Neo 5. Now, Xiaomi strikes back, demoing 300-watt charging at MWC. The company demonstrated it charging a 4,100 mAh battery from flat to full in under 5 minutes. Xiaomi did not announce if it will commercialize the tech. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.